Hello and welcome to the Spotlight podcast. Today I'm delighted to be joined by Nadine Rennie, who is the head casting director at the Soho Theatre. And Nadine is here to talk to us today at the Open House Graduate Programme. Nadine, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us today. Firstly, how did you get into casting?
Well, my background is directing. So I was based in London and doing shows on the Fringe. And I landed a job as an assistant director on a tour that Soho Theatre was doing of a play called Be My Baby. And I was assistant at the then artistic director, Abigail Morris. And I did the tour. And towards the end of the tour, she spoke to me and asked me if I'd be interested coming to the Soho and sort of being her stand-in PA for a few weeks, because her long-term PA had left the post for something else. And I said, yeah, of course, that's no problem. And it just went from there, really, that first initial 3 weeks. The situation was at Soho Theatre then, there wasn't an in-house casting director. They had Ginny Schiller, who was did all the casting when it was needed. So I would, in the office, do eval checks for Ginny, send out scripts, booking casting meetings. And then over time, I cast something for the education department at Soho Theatre. And then a play was coming in that needed a couple of parts recast. So I did that. And then it grew from there, really. So I suppose I kind of fell into it. But as a director, an emerging director at the beginning of my career, you do casting anyway as a director, you know, because there's no money. You're not even aware there's such a thing as I wasn't like as a of a casting director.
Yeah.
So I fell into it, although I had kind of been doing it.
Yeah.
So there we go. Yeah.
Is there anything specific that you're looking for in the audition room? I mentioned that you're talking in front of Drama UK students at the Open House this evening. Any top tips for young actors going into the industry?
So, top tips for going into the industry after you've graduated. Invest in the knowledge of your industry. That's what I would say. Because you've been in this wonderful bubble of drama school, where you're always needed, you're always cast, you're busy from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and all of a sudden you're out of this bubble and it's like no one's knocking on the door. You don't even know what doors to knock on or if anybody's in the room that you're knocking on. So what I mean by invest in the knowledge of your industry is go see plays, learn who's doing what, who's running what building, what companies are doing, what's tour, you know, just so if you have a meeting and you haven't been working since you graduated 3 months ago, at least you have something to talk about in the meeting. Like, yeah, I just saw some really interesting stuff at the Arcola. But it also you're informed about what spaces are like. If you like that space, if you'd be interested in working at that space with that director, the writer, you know, who's writing what, what writing do you like? It's just because I think so much of that knowledge isn't really tapped. No, that doesn't make sense.
It's easy to underestimate, though, isn't it?
It's easy, but I do notice sort of like a lack of knowledge in the industry.
Yeah.
Understandably, because your 1 year, your 2 year, your 3 years has been really focused on the skill set of becoming an actor. But I think you then, so that's what I think, bundle into that in those quiet times.
Yeah. And what is it that you're looking for in actors, presumably at showcases or during their third and final year or final year plays? Mm-hmm. Is there anything specific that you're looking for?
There might be sometimes during a showcase period where I'm casting a particular play and I'm looking for a certain thing. But usually for a showcase, I'm just going along to see who's out there, who's coming through into the industry, if there's anybody exciting. In a showcase, I think what the industry is looking for is for you to cast yourself to type, cast yourself to within your age range, choose a piece that isn't really abstract and like, we're like, what is going on here? Be true to the text. Choose a play. I think that's my opinion.
Yeah.
Don't put TV. I'm not a fan of putting film or TV onto a stage because it quite often doesn't work.
Doesn't translate.
It just doesn't translate. And also, I believe that when you choose your piece from your play, do it true to it. Do it in context of the play, because also the rest of the play is going to answer the questions for the direction of it, you know, how, you know, just how it's presented.
Yeah.
But really key to cast yourself well and within your, you know, your age bracket. Don't do some odd accent, you know, because
how do you cast your actors? How do you find them?
Various. So I could possibly send out a breakdown to agents for characters that I'm looking for in a play that I'm casting. Obviously from my own knowledge of actors whose work I've seen, the director I'm working with would quite often have ideas of people they'd like to meet. The writer as well, because I predominantly or only really work in new writing, so I'm working with a living writer who will also possibly have ideas of people they'd like to meet. And then there's wild cards. You know, I'm always up for a wild... And what I mean by a wild card is possibly someone whose work I haven't seen, but I kind of got a... Yeah. Good, you know, just think, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
And those people have gone on to... The wild cards have gone on to get jobs.
Brilliant.
Definitely.
With that in mind, then, how do you mind actors approaching you? What's the best way to get in touch with you if they don't have an agent yet, or even if they have an agent?
Yeah, I think it's changed a lot since I started in this industry, even over the last decade with the advent of email and the internet. I think approaching casting directors by email is completely fine. I think that is predominantly what people do. But I think it's key to have something that it's not totally a cold, hi, my name's X and I've just graduated from there, you know, love to come in for a meeting. You know, it's good, it's good to obviously invite me to see you in something. A lot of actors do that, even, you know, most of the actors that have got agents do that, and that's fine. I don't mind that. I'll very happily go, yep, I'd love to come and see you in that.
And once you've got an actor in the room, what makes a good audition?
Preparation, being on time, playing the note that you're given, presenting, you know, presenting your reading of it, playing the note if the director gives you something, not over talking, not worrying, as in, you know, just going off forever. You know, I have seen people talk themselves out of a job. You're not presumed to be a literary manager, so when they ask you, oh, what did you think of the play, you don't have to go into a long spiel about what you thought about. You know, you can just say, yeah, it was great, congratulations, I really loved it, I'm very excited to come in and meet for it. But I really think it's preparation. Read the script, read it at least twice. You know, don't come into the room and say, sorry, I only got through three quarters of it, because it immediately bursts the bubble of expectation. Because we want you to be the one.
Yeah,
we think you're possibly the one. And if you come in and go, oh, sorry, I just didn't have a chance because I was having to do... We're all busy.
Yeah.
You've got to do your preparation.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got to play the note.
What do you think makes for a sustainable and prosperous career? Which sounds folly almost, because you're talking tonight in front of...
Yeah.
You know, actors that are at the start of their career, but what do you think makes a career full of, you know, longevity?
Yes, is not to panic. Especially to these guys that are listening to this and where they are right at the start of their career. I'm just about to graduate. Is those first couple of years, if not 5 years, can be very, very hard. But that, you know, that first year out of drama school is so tough. But it's the long game, and it's about just treading the water and not panicking, and just keep your integrity, do your preparation, rock up for the meetings. If you're not in meetings, make sure you read a play a week, just so you maintain that skill set of reading a play.
Mm-hmm.
So if, you know, because you could find yourself 4 months without a meeting, then your agent or someone sends you a script at 4 p.m. and you've got a meeting at 10 a.m. the next day, and you haven't read a play for four. You know, it's hard. I read plays all the time, it's every tough. Day. You know, it's tough. It's a skill. So it's just about
it's about being match fit. I know that.
It's about absolutely. That's what I'm saying. Your learning never finishes. Yeah. It doesn't finish the day you graduate. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the actors who I know who've just, you know, Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
He's been a jobbing actor for years.
Yeah.
It just the society we live in has just spun it to make it seem that he's come out of nowhere Sherlock.
Yeah.
You know, which was luck, timing, someone, you know, did all of that. But he's been around, you know, he...
Yeah. Through hard work.
It's through hard work. It's through hard work. It's all the West. It's just not to panic.
Yeah. And finally, any do's and don'ts for actors who, whether it's in meetings with you or... We talked about, you know, showcase. Any sort of... Any faux pas?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Any faux pas?
Not researching.
Well, yeah, well, you know, not reading the script and then try, you know... people do the... You know, we're all funny. At the end of the day, that room, that casting room, you've been invited into it. So we kind of think you can possibly do it. So it's that, remember that secret, we want you to be the one. That room is about chemistry. That's what I've realised over the decade plus that I've been doing this job as a casting director. And you can't do anything about that. What you can do is be yourself, be your unique self. Don't go in there and think, I'm going to try and cover every base that they could possibly be, you know, wanting to see or they're looking for. You can't. You've just got to go in there, show them your take on it, play the note if they give you a note, and then leave. And it's up to them.
Yeah.
And also to remember that you're also checking them out. If you haven't worked with them before, you know, you can say no. So in that room, just do your job. And remember, it's your job. It's not your soul. It's not your life.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, because it would be. It'll become terribly hard if you play it like that.
Yeah.
It's your job, and you're a professional. And then afterwards, you go off and you treat yourself to coffee and a muffin, and that's it. And you've done You've done your job.
Fantastic.
Because there's so much you can't do anything about.
Yeah, there's very little control really. Beyond
there
that.
Really is. There's beyond that. You just got to go in and do your bit of the job.
Yeah. Fantastic. Thank you so much, Nadine.
It's a pleasure.